Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chav Vav, Gittin 26a, pagination is 51. We're starting from the Mishnah, about the seventh line of the page, regarding a distinction between the Tofes and the Toref, a distinction that might exist in documents. The tofes is the form, the toref is the identifying essence of the document. So that, for example, you could go into Staples and you could buy forms. You could buy a form, a renter form, if you want to rent a property. You could buy a sale of goods form, a loan form. Those are all the forms, that's the tofes. And then into that, you put the identifying information, the toref. So the question that we're addressing is that the sofer, for his convenience, would like to be able to write the form part of documents in advance so that when people show up and it's busy time, he should be able to move quickly. And as the Mishnah will entertain, he might even want to write the Toref if he feels he could anticipate what type of documents will be needed and for who. He wants to already start writing the identifying information into the document. So the Mishnah tells us, HaKosev Tofsei Gittin, a person is writing the forms of a get, a bill of divorce. Tzorech Sheyaniach, he has to leave over. Makom ha'ish, or makom ha'isha, or makom hazman, place for the man's name, the woman's name, and the time. Those are things that you can't put into the get, even if, as Rashi says, the sofer thinks he could anticipate that there's a fallout here and there's going to be a get. If we want to make this a little bit more palatable, maybe the husband already intimated that he's going to be stopping by for business. And the sofer figured it out, and he figures, I might as well write it up to save time. He can't do that. He has to wait until the husband formally authorizes him to write it on his behalf. Similarly, the rule is, according to the Tanakhama, shtarei milve, that by loan documentation as well, Tzorach Sheyaneach, Makam HaMalve, Makam HaLove, Makam HaMos, Makam HaZman. You have to leave out the identifying information. In this case, the person who's lending the money, the person who's borrowing the money, the amount of money being loaned, and the time at which it was loaned, the date. Shtarei Mekach, similarly, sale of property. Tzorach Sheyaneach, Makom HaLove, Makom HaMocher, Makom HaMos, Makom HaSodeh, or Makom HaZman, the identifying information, Mepnei HaTakona, because of a fixing, a legislation, a protection, so that there shouldn't be a different problem. And the Mefarshim explain that really by other documentation, if you know for a fact what the amount is and who the people are, you could write that. That doesn't hurt us. But because we're worried that the scribe might do the same in a divorce where there's a rule of vikasavla, lishma, that you have to write it, lishem, this particular husband, wife, with authorization on their behalf, so we ruled that you're not allowed to do it, according to the Tanakhama, by any type of document. The tofes, the form part, you could write, but the toref, you can't write by anything. By get, because it's intrinsically required that you wait, and by other things, mepnei atakana, so that all documents should be the same, that you don't fill in the identifying information until it's authorized. Rabbi Yehuda posa b'kulan, Rabbi Yehuda says all of this doesn't work. Rabbi Lazar machshe bekulan chutz migitei nashim. Rabbi Lazar says it's all good except for gitei nashim by the divorce. In that case, you're not allowed to write this information, but by other types of documents, you would be allowed. Now, there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos as to what exactly Rabbi Elazar was allowing. And this is very important because we paskin like Rabbi Elazar Eda Mesira Karsi that the big witnesses that are very important are those when the get is given over. And when it says V'kosav la lishma, that it has to be written for the right purpose, it's not referring to the signatures in the document. It's referring to the document itself, that it has to be written lishma. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar is very careful by a get that it must be written lishma. The question, however, is how far are we careful by other documents regarding which Rabbi Elazar machshir, he allowed you to do writing that by get would be unacceptable. So Rashi learns that it's a very limited machshir. Rashi says, "Uvavad sheyaniach mekomos halalu," provided that you left the identifying information blank, you'd be allowed to write up the form part in advance. And that's what Rabbi Elazar was being machshir. But according to Rashi, you're not filling in the name of the lender, the borrower, the amount of money, and the time. Tosfos argues, and you could see it in the third Tosfos on the page, about midway in the Tosfos, the beginning of a line, V'nira l'ri, D'Rabbi Elazar machshir b'shtaros afilu toref, that Rabbi Elazar allows this, even regarding the identifying information in other documents. You can't do it by a get, but by other documents you'd be allowed to do it, according to Rabbi Elazar, and that's what was being stated over here in the word machshir, that it's acceptable. That's indeed, like Tosfos' approach, the way the Mechaber paskins in Choshen Mishpat Simen Memches, sofer sheba lichtov tofsei shtaros, a sofer who wants to write up the documents in advance, kedeshiyu mitsuyim etzlo, so that they're available, harishus biyado, he's allowed. V'yachal lichtov hakol, the Mechaber says he's allowed to write everything, shem halova v'hamalva v'hamos, the name of the borrower, lender, and the amount of money, rak sheyaniach makom hazman, he must leave the time, the date, off the document during his writing, the form part, shelo yeye muktam, so that we don't run the risk of having it a muktam. Once the time is written in, it would not be acceptable what he's doing. But all the other parts he could write in advance, and that's the way Tosfos understands Rabbi Elazar machshir, that Rabbi Elazar is allowing it by other documents, even the identifying names. Interestingly, the Mechaber continues and considers a different case, which would be shtar shenichtav v'nifra, a document that was written and was already paid up. Even on the same day, the person wants to borrow the identical amount of money from the same person. You can't simply give the document back and say, magic, it is once again an effective document. The concept over there is nimchal shibudo. It has already been absolved. It's already been paid up. So this is a most interesting case where you have the entire form and text and signatures written up, but it wouldn't be acceptable because it's already been used. But again, going back to the case we've been dealing with, if the sofer wants to save himself time, there is a considerable amount of the form and perhaps, by financial matters, even the identifying names, that he would be allowed to fill in advance. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.